Hi there, my name's Louise Bedford and I'm a private share trader, as well as being the author of several best-selling books on the share market. I've been trading the share market and teaching others how to do the same since the early 90s. I'd like to discuss charting for beginners. So let's just say you want to learn how to use share charts to improve your trading results. It may just be simpler than you think. The aim is to use price and volume action to identify a sustainable uptrend. In many ways, shares behave in a similar way to children. Some are obstreperous and incredibly difficult to look after, and others are placid and calm and never causing you a moment of grief. If you can get to know the child, then looking after them suddenly becomes so much simpler. Likewise, if you're beginning to understand the characteristics of a particular share, then you'll learn how to trade it. The particular idiosyncrasies unique to that share will suddenly seem within the realms of normal behaviour. Technical analysis provides us with tools to assist in this goal. Let's talk about weight of evidence. As I mentioned in my book, Trading Secrets, when several chart indicators and patterns point in the same direction, their signals are reinforced. Indicators tend to fall into several distinct families, if you will, and I suggest that you use at least one of these indicators from every family in order to form an opinion about the share price's likely direction. This is an ideal application of a weight of evidence theory. And these families are the line family, the moving average family, the momentum family, the volume family, and the pattern family. Let's look at the line family first. To help you ascertain which direction a share is trending, you can use trend lines and support and resistance lines. And remember to consider the implications of these lines on a weekly as well as a daily chart. Moving averages are next. These indicators plot points that form a line which smooths out all of the fluctuations present when looking at the share price action. Make it a rule never to buy a share that is trading below its 30-week exponential moving average. It's just likely to be in downtrend. Momentum family. Look, this refers to the rate of change of a price trend. These indicators under this banner, things like RSI and stochastic, they help traders establish whether prices are increasing or declining at a faster or a slower pace. And they'll help you estimate whether breakouts are sustainable and likely to be enduring. The volume family is very important. Wait for volume to confirm the direction of a trend, especially if you believe you've identified a turning point in a downtrend. The pattern family is such a huge family. Patterns will assist in timing your entry point, but the indicators already discussed will help with your interpretation of the overall direction. I use the techniques that we've discussed as a setup and the candlestick patterns as a trigger to enter positions. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of patterns formed by the share price action, so try not to become overwhelmed because there's so many available. Find a few methods that suit you and that you relate with and just use those. Let's look at how to use candlesticks. For a complete understanding of all of the candlestick patterns, it will really come with time and practice. You'll have to devote yourself to it, and initially they might seem a little bit confusing. My book, The Secret of Candlestick Charting, might help you there. Let's have a look at two conditions that could trigger your entry into a share trade. Firstly, the breakout trade. After a period of consolidation between two significant support and resistance lines, the share is primed for action. It's almost like it's built up energy. A bullish entry trigger might consist of a breakthrough and established resistance line, preferably initiated with a green candlestick on heavy relative volume. Upside breakout trades tend to work most effectively if you're in a confirmed bull market already, and they're quite easy to recognise once you know what you're looking for. Let's also look at a retracement trade. Now, imagine that a share is in an existing uptrend and it's trading above its 30-week moving average, but you wait for a pullback to a lower price level before you enter a long position. Now, this can be observed using a daily or a weekly or even an intraday chart. The art of this strategy is to ensure that the share has not begun a fully fledged downtrend and that the pullback is temporary. It's just like a pause prior to the share uptrending again. The pullback can retrace to either, say, a trend line or maybe a moving average line or a support line. An entry can be made with a very high degree of probability if there's a bottom candlestick reversal pattern available. Some traders seem intent on getting into the bottom of the trend and out of the top of a trend. Look, your friends might be impressed if you tell them that you rode the entire trend, but in all likelihood, the pursuit of the perfect trade will leave you penniless. This has more to do with ego than any objective form of technical analysis. And it's probably practically impossible to repeat ad infinitum. Your analytical skills are like your ammunition. These skills can be generalized to any market around the world. Wherever the laws of supply and demand provide a market, you'll be equipped with the right tools to make money. If there's more demand for an instrument, then the price will be driven upwards. And if there are lots of emotional sellers, the price will drop like a stone. And this concept holds true whether you're trading soybeans in Brazil or even shares in Australia.